This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Every time I read the account of the miracle birth of Jesus, I am more and more amazed. This time is no exception. So let me just share with you some of the things that cause me such wonder and amazement. The virgin birth is, of course, one. To review, Mary was visited by an angel who told her she was to have a child who was to be named Jesus. Mary asked how it could be, since she was a virgin. This was the answer she was given in Luke 1:35. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Like, that explained everything. So I have looked up the definition of overshadow. It means to shade, to cast a shadow upon. In this case, it refers to a divine power and influence. It means to rest upon. Then I looked to see where else this word was used. That often helps to explain the meaning a bit more. I found it is used 4 more times in the New Testament. 3 of them are found in the account of the Transfiguration, when a cloud overshadowed Peter, James, and John. The voice of God came out of the shadow. The other time this word is used is in Acts 5:15, where people brought sick ones so that the shadow of Peter may fall on them and heal them. There are even a couple of references to this word in the Old Testament. One is in Exodus 40:35, where the cloud settled on the tent of meeting and Moses could not enter it because the glory of the Lord was there. One more reference is found in Psalm 91:4. Where it is said, God will cover you with his wings. That's all the help I got from the Bible dictionary and scriptures. So then I concluded, that is all that is necessary, because the most important thing to know is that it is a God thing. Our finite minds just cannot understand infinite things. And God in Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So some things we just accept as what they are, and wonder and praise and realize he has given us something to believe, even though we cannot see or understand. That is trusting in the Lord. And it is here that we can remember that Jesus told us in John 20:29, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. But there is another part of the Christmas account that fills me with wonderment or awe, and that is the fact that Jesus was, is, and will come again. This is usually applied to a second coming, but might it not be applied to his first coming as well? I will try to explain what I mean. Jesus was in heaven. He had a bodily form, as we saw in the Old Testament, when he appeared not as Jesus the Savior, but as the angel of the Lord. So he had been on the earth before, and now he is coming again, only this time as a baby. And yet, in the meantime, between the time when he was and his coming, he still is. He never stops being God. There's no way that it can be understood except that it is a God thing. Nothing is impossible with God. Even the conception of such a thing has to be from God. I have never heard of anyone imagining anything like this. Even the ones who write science fiction or fantasy have not written of such a story, as far as I know. And the more I think of it, the more amazing it becomes. I think of Mary. The angel told her these things. She accepted them. But it is not hard to imagine that she must have had doubts or worries about just exactly what it was that was going to happen to her. Have you ever wondered what, if anything, she felt when she was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit? Again, the mind just cannot go there. It is not possible to know what went on between Mary and God. Mary never spoke of it, so we do not know. Other amazing parts of this account are, of course, Jesus being born in a manger. It is evidently a miracle that even such a place as that was found for them to stay. The town was full of people there for the census. Then there are the wise men, the Magi, who brought gifts to them. And the dreams, too, are amazing. The Magi, Gentiles, had a dream from God, telling them to not return to Herod as Herod had requested, and the Magi listened. Then, in another dream, Joseph was told to take the child and his mother to Egypt, and the gift of gold from the Magi would have provided for them until he could get back to making a living for them. So we see another miraculous provision from the Lord. There are more things to be said, but the time for this tidbit to end is now. But I want to remind you that there are many more God things to be found in Scripture, so just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.